T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A bunch of Democrats are expected to announce next month that they are running for president.
Reuters correspondent Amanda Becker is on our news line. So, Amanda, what names are you hearing?
So there are a lot of names in the mix right now. And, of course, the only people who have really addressed this directly are Julian Castro this week, Representative Delaney, who actually said he would run back in July of 2017. He's from Maryland. And Tom Steyer, the billionaire environmentalist, started advertising for jobs this week. But, of course, there's also rumors about many senators, including people like Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders, Cory Booker, also mayors, current and former, such as Michael Bloomberg in New York and Eric Garcetti in Los Angeles.
Why announce in January, 22 months before the election? What's with the timing?
So this is going to be one of the most competitive Democratic primaries that we've seen in the past 20 years. This is going to be very different than 2016, when there was a presumed front runner going in, Hillary Clinton. Her main competition was Bernie Sanders. There could be as many as 20 people this time. So if you don't get in there early in some of these states that have the first primaries, like Iowa and New Hampshire, and start getting staffers in those states that are familiar with those states and supporters and endorsements, such as county party chairs and things like that, you're really going to be in a disadvantage. And those good people are going to go fast. So to be competitive, you need to get in there.
You know, I'm picturing debates kind of like the Republicans in 2016, where they're going to need the kids' table off to the side.
Exactly. The DNC has been trying to figure out what to do about this for a year. They've had about 50 meetings with a variety of stakeholders, including the campaigns and the staffers that complained about how they handled the debates in 2016. They're really trying to avoid any situation where it looks like they're putting the thumb on the scale for one candidate over another. I've heard that they've considered, so the Republicans and Democrats in the past have used national polling to decide who gets to get on the main stage, because you can't really have more than 8 or 10 people max on that stage. I've heard that they've considered either using a mix of criteria in addition to polling, such as maybe fundraising or staffing or Twitter followers or something like that, or that they might just randomly mix up the candidates into two groups and have debates on sequential nights. And I am hearing that they are leaning towards that more random approach.
Amanda, we only have a few seconds, but is there a chance a Republican could mount a challenge to President Trump?
There's certainly a chance, though nobody has said anything definitive about that yet.
All right. Thank you, Amanda. That's Amanda Becker from Reuters.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.